Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, do I have a treat for you. Normally on the Wednesday podcast, you get to hear from one Organize 365 audience member about the transformation that has happened in their home since they started listening to the podcasts and following along with Organize 365 and are making lasting organizational progress in their life. But this February, we have a special treat. Oh my goodness. Are you thinking about joining us for Embrace? I have a real hard time putting into words what Embrace is. I guess the easiest way to say it is, I guess it's a personal development conference. It's just girlfriends getting together for a couple of days and really taking the time to think about what do we want? Like, what do we want in our homes? What do we want in our organization? What do we want in our future? What do we want? And when we don't take some time away to just really think about that, it's hard to decide, and we just keep going on our hamster wheel. This year, Embrace is going to be virtual for everyone. It will be the last weekend in June, and I want you to listen in and hear about the different ahas and transformations that happened last year during our virtual retreat the first time we did it virtually. Embrace includes a nice little bundle of surprises that we send to your house that you get to use along with our virtual conference. And we break you out into small Zoom breakout rooms, and you will be in the same breakout room the entire conference. So you will make 8 to 10 really close friends during Embrace, as well as being in the large conference room with me and getting your surprise goodies mailed to you. And yes, we're shipping them internationally, straight from Cincinnati to wherever you live, not through a broker. You can find out more by going to the Organize 365 website and clicking on the Events tab. But for now, grab a cup of coffee or a nice steaming hot tea and listen in as your fellow Organize 365 friends share their Embrace breakthroughs.
Sherry from Arizona, who has put her name in the queue multiple times. I want to share.
I actually didn't. I couldn't find it in the queue. Sorry for that.
It's moving so fast.
Hi there. I just wanted to say that I love Embrace, and I'm so glad that you had it, even virtually. I was looking forward to this. When I met Lisa from All Access and our first coaching call, she encouraged me to come to Embrace because I was at a crossroads with life transitions. I'd lost my husband, I'd had brain surgery, etc. And I was just barely surviving. I was holding everything together every day by threads, moment by moment. And I finally realized that to make that turn, to move from complete overwhelm of grief and to move forward with my health, I was going to have to make a conscious decision to do that. And so Embrace was my first major step to do that. And I think that I can comfortably say that I've gone from complete survival to working on thriving. And my life truly was firebombed and it was in ashes. And I just worked on rebuilding. And that used to be really overwhelming, but now it's really positive. There's this environment of supportive women, even the doctors and different therapists that I've worked with, physical therapists, speech therapists, et cetera, for my medical needs have noticed a difference. They've actually said, like, what's different? And I won't go into all the details. They are on a podcast, but I think it came because everyone is so authentic and so genuine, because Lisa provides that safety and community. We come in collectively and we're able to feel okay to speak. And even Lisa was like, look what's going on behind the curtain when things weren't working, because she also is willing to be genuine and vulnerable and does not, while she's amazing and we all look up to her as a role model, she also shows that it's okay to not be perfect and excellence over perfection, which is really a great thing and a reminder. And I've just met wonderful women. Like there were several of us we had planned to get together at Embrace. And I'm glad to at least see them on the screen. I wish that we could see them in person, but we were going to get there early and do things. And I hope that next year, if you're considering going, we can all maybe get there a day or two early and maybe we can all try to get to know each other and be ready to do that. I've loved getting to know my group this week, group 4. I've had so much fun. You've just inspired me We've got women running corporations and having multiple children at home during the pandemic and just rolling with it. And I think what I see when I come to Embrace is I'm reminded of the resilience that we all have. And it's so easy to get caught up in what we're not doing or what we can't do. But I just look at like, wow, that's a great idea. And all the pivots that everyone's doing beautifully and successfully. And for me, I'm walking away remembering and reminding myself, stay on the same positive track. It's okay to pivot, but be present, be intentional, and most of all, continue to be open with my heart, mind, and spirit. And I think that Lisa just models that growth and all of her staff and all the women that are in the community. And I just, again, I love Embrace. I wasn't a conference person before before coming to Embrace, but it's my plan to keep coming. And I hope that I get to meet all of you and at least see you in person one day and just give everyone a real hug. And here's a virtual hug. So thanks for letting me share. And Lisa, just thanks for everything you're doing and really trying to just figure out what to do. Okay, we're going to do it virtually. We'll just figure it out. You're a great inspiration to remember just to keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward and through and in the most positive way and love everybody along the way. So thank you for that.
Oh, thanks, Sherry. And you're such a good cheerleader and you're so positive. And everybody who's in your group or who has met you knows that and loves that positivity that you share as well. And I do say, you know, we're constantly pivoting. And Pat, you all know Pat, my executive assistant, I was talking about pivoting, I think it was last year at Embrace with the team. And she goes, oh yeah, we just pivoted enough around here that we're just dancing. It's just a dance floor now. Pivot is now dancing. If you pivot enough, you're dancing. So if you feel like you're pivoting a lot, just turn on the Embrace playlist and start dancing. Go, that's right. I'm just on the dance floor and I'm moving around and I am pivoting. Susan S.
So I wasn't going to share, but I took a brave pill and decided that it would be a good idea to, because I don't get an opportunity to convey my thoughts to you, Lisa, directly. I talk to your podcast a lot, like, oh yeah, that's what I do too. But I guess, okay, I'm going to cry. I'm sorry. But I've been the starfish who's been stuck on the beach for a long time. And I know when I came to you, Lisa, and I thought, okay, Lisa's going to save me. I was thinking you were the little girl and you're going to save me and throw me back into the ocean. But I think that one thing I thought about this weekend as we were talking about what we want to do and how we want to plan is that I need to start being the little girl on the beach instead of feeling like I'm the starfish stuck and try and help other people. And through helping other people, I can save myself, or I can find people who, like me, need that support. And I feel really confident that I can find that in Organized 365 and in this group. I've been shy about being part of the group because I didn't know if I belonged. I think that I have this perfectionist gene that Holly talked about, and that, well, I can't be part of the group if I'm not already organized. I can't, you know, I know other people aren't already organized, so I don't know why I think that I should be. And I've dealt with a lot of things within my family that have been, have really sort of kept me stuck. And I need to find a way to have the courage to find out what I want to do and not wallow in the past and what's happened in the past. So I'm not sure if I made any sense. It certainly made sense in my head, but
yes, you made sense.
But I just want to say thank you again, Lisa, for this weekend. I'm so glad that you did this. I didn't make it to Ohio last year for a lot of family reasons, and I'm so glad I had a chance to participate this year.
And you need to go read in the chat all the love that is being given to you over in the chat while you were talking. so many of you, like, you don't even realize how much I know about you. Like, I have a photographic memory, so I can, like, memorize your name, but not necessarily with your face. So I can remember that you sent me an email or when you signed up in the certification program or when you joined the 100-day, because while the company is growing, it's not that fast, people. And I've typed your name so many times, moving you into the breakout groups and wrote you all individual letters. Like, I know who you are. I see you. I see what you are doing. But I do agree with what Sue, that's so beautiful what you said, Susan, that I shared the story about the starfish. There are all these starfish on the beach and this little girl is picking them up and throwing them into the ocean. And this man comes up and says, look at all these starfish. You're not going to be able to save them all. Why are you even doing it? And she gets all dejected. And then she says, she smiles, she picks up the starfish and she wings it into the ocean. She says, I just saved that one. And I think I had a podcast years ago that, or some kind of a talk that said, no one is coming to save you. And I remember realizing that myself one day. It was probably in my mid-30s when I realized, you know what? No one's coming to save me. Like, this is my house. This is my family. This is my career. This is my husband. Like, no one's going to come in and do any of this for me. Either it's not going to get done or I'm going to do it. And that is at first, it's a lonely thought. And at first, it's kind of scary. But then after you sit with it for a few minutes, it becomes more empowering. And it's not that I'm going to save myself and become president of the United States, but I'm just going to start with today. And what can I do today? And what do I really want? So often, and this is why I focused Organize 365 so much more on women than just anyone who lives in a home, because I think this is more of a female experience. You know, we go to school and we're told you could do whatever you want to do, and we go to college or don't go to college and we get our first job. And then somehow along the way, when we get married and we have the house and we have the children, now all of a sudden we are a housekeeper. And all those things that we told ourselves that we could do and believe when we were 16 and 18 and 22 are supposedly still true as long as you could get your chores done first. And the chore list becomes so long that you're Cinderella and you're never going to be able to go to the ball because the chores are never done well enough for you to go out and do something else because your work is never done. And I think just realizing that the work is never going to be done and you're still allowed to have things in life doesn't mean that 99% of your time is focused on you and 1% becomes focused on your house and your family. But there can be more balance there, and it is okay to at least have something of yours on the list, even if it's once a week, and then that moves to a couple times a week, and then once a day, and getting more of that balance of that little girl who dreamed about all these things she would do one day. Just get started doing those. So thank you so much for sharing, Susan. Amanda S.
I find it funny that you use the analogy of a snow globe, and I'm pretty sure we need to form this of Organize 365.
Because that's kind of Organize 365 snow globe?
No, sisterhood of Organize 365. Kind of like the traveling pants.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the last 5 years has pretty much been a snow globe. And that's how I've explained it to my therapist, my psychiatrist, whoever will listen. It really is. Everything in your life gets spun into such a disarray that you're trying to put all these little pieces of snow back into the places where they belong, and there's no room. This time last year, I was planning to come to, but unfortunately, my mom decided to end her journey, so I was helping her with that. But the funny part is I had just purchased the Warrior Binder since my son was type 1 diabetic, and I purchased the Medical Binder. So I actually took my copies of the Medical Binder and started writing them out so I could fill them in for her because I didn't have access to a copier. So we went into hospice with all of this information and they were just amazed. So hopefully all around Columbus, Ohio, your name has been spread, and I will be donating one of the books to Kobacker Hospice where she passed. And it's just been an amazing journey of trying to transform from before to where you are now. You know, I'm not 17 years married with two kids in BFE, Alabama. I'm now back remarried with no mom, with one kid and the other one off to the Navy. And it's a completely different world.
Yep. Yep. I talked earlier, for those of you listening on the podcast, I said, well, it's 2020. Every time you think you have any idea what's going on in 2020, I mean, it's getting down to like weekly now. It's like someone picks up your world, like you're inside of a snow globe, shakes it real hard, and then puts it back down and says, all right, try again. Make a new plan. Try to work with this. And I just feel like we're living in this snow globe that people keep picking up and shaking. And every time you have any kind of a plan, there isn't one. And for planners, that's really disconcerting. But Amanda, exactly what you said, that is what the transition is from one phase of life to the next. That's what happens when you lose your job, when you lose a parent, when you get divorced, when you move. Like, your snow globe is constantly being shooken, and you need to figure out where all the pieces are going to go when you're done. And usually, like last summer when you were dealing with the loss of your mother, you felt alone, like, and you were doing that alone. The difference in 2020 is all of our snow globes are getting shaken simultaneously and repetitively. So there isn't even anybody we can look at and go, oh, that person has together. Oh, well, there went their snow globe. So we're all kind of in it together, which is allowing everyone who wants to share a little bit more vulnerable, and also to ask for what you need. Ask for what you need from each other and start to share and encourage and inspire and strive for excellence instead of perfection. Fonda, how about you? Would you like to share?
So I took a brave pill as well, because I'm not typically the person to speak up. I'm an introvert, particularly in large groups. My small group 10 was comfortable for me. But I want to say that I consider it a blessing to have been introduced to the Sunday Basket the end of last year. This entire conference has been very motivational for me. Lisa, your authenticity. Sharing your personal stories, it just helps to connect with Organize 365 as a whole. The personal connections that I've made in Group 10 are priceless. I was born in the month in October.
Isn't that the tenth month?
Yeah. So I don't feel like I was placed in that group by accident. I've worked in a lot of direct selling companies. The longest was 7 years. And while Sunday Basket is not direct sales, but I bring that up to make a point with Embrace. And that is, this particular company that I worked as a consultant for 7 years, I attended the national conference about 3 years in as a consultant. It was my first time attending like a national conference, you know, in a direct sales. And I walked away from that conference and I made zero relationships. The conference just not was set up that way, in my opinion. But I will walk away from Embrace having made relationships.
This is why it needs to be in person, because I want to be hugging you right now. I don't like that I can't hug people. Everybody get your blanket and hug yourself again.
I'm just grateful.
Yeah, it's so hard to make adult relationships, isn't it? It is hard to make adult, meaningful, deep relationships in a short amount of time.
But I'm grateful that it was virtual, because I wasn't able to afford to be there in person. So thank you.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I always said it needs to be in person. And while I do want to hug everyone, maybe it's just going to be virtual and I'm going to be the one that travels the world and I become the in-person person. I'll just be like 800 embraces a year. Greg will be like, Lisa, you know, there are only 365 days, right? Whatever. We'll figure it out. Fonda, you are a blessing. Thank you so much for sharing. Lisa B.
Like Fonda said, I would not have been able to come to Ohio. Well, I want to hug you. I'm so grateful to be able to be here. And I started, I'm one of the unusual ones that started with all paper instead of the 100 days. I don't even know how long ago that was, but I started with the paper, and then 2 years ago, I don't know. Anyway, I went to the 100 days, and that, I'm so grateful for that, because although I got the grace that you talked about, even doing the paper, in doing the 100 days and then doing it again and doing it again and hearing you, what I've learned is that there's going to be time. there will be time for whatever needs to happen, and that, you know, so what? So what? I don't get to whatever room or piece of furniture or box this time around. It'll come around again. And that has given me so much freedom, so much freedom. I'm one of those, like many people here, I lost my husband the end of last year. I'm also the caregiver for my 90-year-old mother with dementia. I just sold our home and moved and bought another home, and my mom's old house, I bought that. And there are trunks in the garage from my grandparents, at least my grandparents, maybe my great-grandparents, pulled out a box of tax papers from 1960 that were my grandparents. So it's daunting if I look at it, but through you and through what I've learned with 100 days, is there's going to be time enough. If it needs to get done, there's going to be time enough. One box at a time, one piece of paper at a time. My stepdad keeps saying, "What millionth paper is this that you're touching?" And that gives the humor and the laugh that I need, but the mm-hmm. grace that you give us on a daily basis, and this is such a positive group. I'm so grateful that it's virtual. Although I'm a hugger, this is killing me, not being able to get out and very isolated. And mm-hmm. the last 2 days have been fabulous for allowing me to feel connected to a world bigger than myself. And I sure need that today. So thank you for your grace, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing, Lisa. Thank you. Sorry for all of your loss. Lauren S.
Okay, so I'll start with this whole Embrace weekend is not at all what I expected it to be. In fact, I got sitters for my 3 kids, and I asked my husband to sit with me and do it with me, thinking it was going to be, I guess, I thought it was going to be more of like a here's how to organize your entire home, like very practical steps, which is what 100 day is. So you really didn't need that anyway. But in fact, this has been so much better. I'm not a conference person. I'm not a big ladies person getting together with a bunch of women. It's not really my thing. But this experience has been awesome. It has been so encouraging. And in fact, I feel like it's been more of a home CEO conference, just like learning how to really be a good CEO of your home and finding what's important. I found you because I was recently diagnosed with ADHD this past year, and I was listening to the Attitude podcast that you were featured on, and you were explaining everything so great, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to find this woman. So I found your page, started doing the things, and it just, everything like clicked with all the different executive functions that I was specifically struggling with and having alternatives. The last thing I ever wanted was for it to become a crutch, like ADHD being like, oh, it's an excuse, it's this, it's that. So I was just so proactive about trying to find alternatives that would work with my way of doing things. And your program has all of it, has worked for me. It's been amazing. But I think the biggest thing that I've learned through this conference this weekend is just being a Christian myself, we talk a lot about legacy and what we want our legacy to be and taking steps to that and focusing on that. And I felt like this conference really spoke a lot to that in not getting so bogged down about like the individual tasks, you know, that I am so task oriented and detail oriented that I end up tunnel visioned into these little things. And I'm like, well, I've got to get the laundry done. I've got to get this done. I've got to get that done. Meanwhile, my kids are like, Mom, can we please go do this? Mom, can we please? And I'm like, no, it's very important to, I got to get my chores done. And it has made it so much more like easier really to prioritize. When I'm thinking about what do I want to be remembered for? The question about what are you known for in your family and how can you improve that? And I'm the oldest of 7 kids and I have my siblings over all the time and friends over all the time. Like our house is the hub and I want this place to be the hub for my kids as they get older. My kids are 6, 4, and 2, but I want my home to be, you know, a place of harmony and a place of comfort and a place of, I don't want my house to be like the spick and span one that everybody's afraid to like sit on the couch that's going to mess up the couch cushions, or that they're going to eat and cause crumbs and they got to pick everything up. And I certainly don't want to be the dirty house, but I want to focus on what's important. We also always have people living with us. A couple years ago, my husband's friend was detoxing off of, we were having a Bible study here, and he was nodding off from an opioid addiction, like just sitting on our couch, just nodding off. He'd shoot up before he'd come in. All these things. He ended up living with us, and it was an incredible experience. And that's what I want my kids to know, like, oh, mom and dad always had like people over. They always had people living with us. They always had, because that's what's really important in my mind, is really getting into people. Anyway, that guy ended up marrying my cousin, and now he's part of our family, which is awesome. But now one of my sisters lives with me. So it's just, this whole thing has just made me really focus on big picture, important ideas of, this is what I want my home to do for me, and I'm going to organize it and do what I can, but ultimately this is still the priority, not, you know, getting each dish out of the sink and each this and each that. So that's what this conference is done.
Did your husband watch the whole thing with you? That's my question.
He started to in the beginning, and then kept kind of looking over at me and then looking back at the TV. And finally I said, babe, this isn't really it. You know what? I'll release you.
So I need a little bit more work to be diversity inclusive for men. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I think a women's conference is excellent. I don't know how many men are really going to sit through a weekend conference about keeping your home nice. But as far as the, like, the work, I'm so excited about this app. And I know my husband, like, I'm very excited. I want him to be part of this whole, I do the Sunday basket. He does the Sunday basket with me. Puts all his own notes in there. It's great.
Great, great. All right, well, Lauren, I'm looking for feedback about how he feels about the 100-day program and the app to make sure that we're hitting some of the points for men as well, if you wouldn't mind giving me some feedback.
Absolutely, I'd love to.